Sweet cakes. The woman posed an exaggerated stance, manifesting her desire inside the opulent chamber. Sick with love, her heart submerged in burning, churning, liquid feelings of submission. She sought a sense of balance, her entire being postured into the weight. The sight of her beloved, the presence of her beloved, would completely cover over the essence of serenity outside the opulent chamber. A window view of evening, robed in silence, swathed in expectation. Motionlessly, she reeled, charged by quiet forces of private femininity. When he entered, her beloved, weary to the bone, relieved to be home, and rested his burden near the door on the floor of the opulent chamber. He kissed her and held her until she broke away to bake sweet cakes for his hunger. His masculinity sprang forth, strong and mighty, and lightning struck through electric, anxious air. A sudden storm rending separations, light splitting the room, dividing the opulent chamber. Excited deep in her want, the woman baked sweet cakes with a pinch of spice for flavor. She stayed. The man stared at her, standing erect all the while. Another powerful lightning crashed, opening a panorama. Hand over hand, the woman lifted herself onto a peak appearing, a rent disappearing, her supple body bent to blend into, but on the ridge forming a rise, gap no more wide. The intense stare of the man devoured any space between them. Sex was the way to rejoin them. He took the short leap. Knife point moonshine illuminated the opulent chamber. Then dark, stark, thundering pounded, surrounded, pulling them fast together. The man took hold of the woman's hand, cherishing and caressing until she parted away, sweet-cheeked, blushed, and ready to serve him. It was a low blow. Love conquered. They laughed and they swooned, inviting high glow from the moon to refashion luxuriant the chamber. Astonishment swirled around them. Fusion, passion, romance, and he went in unto her, enraptured. Funny how once you expand roles played through fantasy, expression gives them substance. This is Pat on Words.